1강, 목적, 기출예제. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Attention Wittenberg Dragons and Westbrook Wales fans. This is an announcement about today's game at Astana Stadium. Today's baseball game was supposed to begin in 20 minutes, but it started raining 1 hour ago and has not stopped. According to the forecast, the weather will only get worse. Because of this, we have decided to cancel today's game. Tickets you purchased for today's event will be fully refunded, and information about the makeup game will be updated on our website soon. Once again, today's game has been canceled due to heavy rain. Thank you for visiting our stadium, and we hope to see you again at our next game.
1번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, visitors. Welcome to the Penguin Parade at Blue Island National Park. I'm Jeff McKinsey, your guide. I'm happy to be with you for today's fascinating sight. Soon, you'll see the world's smallest and cutest penguins returning home at sunset. Before we walk down to the penguins, I'd like to remind you of an important rule. Penguins have sensitive eyes, so bright and sudden flashes or unusual lights can frighten them or make them lose their sense of direction. To ensure penguins keep coming back to their habitat, we ask you not to use your cameras or phone cameras at the penguin parade. Your cooperation will help protect these little creatures. Let's start the walk now.
2번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lisa Morris, director here at the Cornhill City Library. Thank you for attending today's meeting. Built in 1996, the Cornhill City Library is small, but it's a symbol of our city's culture. The City Council, however, recently announced plans to close the library and convert it into businesses. Although the library isn't as popular as it used to be, it plays an important role in our community, encouraging us to never stop learning. I strongly urge you to sign the document against the proposed plans. You can do it now at the front desk or any time on the library website. Please tell others to do the same. We really need your support. Thank you.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Patrick Brown with One Minute Living. Today, I have some useful financial news. How many bank accounts do you have? Many people have several, but they don't use all of them on a regular basis. Then, after a certain amount of time, they forget they even have some of the accounts. You could actually be one of those people. But don't worry. You can simply find your sleeping accounts at www.bankersassociation.org. It's okay if you don't have the account numbers. Your money will be waiting for you to reclaim it. Check now and find your forgotten money. For more information, please call 217-716-8009 or visit the Bankers Association website.
4번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mr. Evans, a math teacher. I'm in charge of the student council election. I'm very happy to say that last Friday's election of the new student council president and vice president went smoothly, though there was a lot of competition among the candidates. All of the votes have finally been counted, and I'm very pleased to announce the results now. The candidate who got the largest number of votes is Sean Davidson. He's been elected the new student council president by getting 225 votes in total. Emma Adams got 175 votes, and she'll be the new student council vice president. Congratulations to both of them. Thank you.
Hello,
everyone. I'm the manager of Bluestone Park, Jane Collins. I hope you enjoyed your tour of the park today with our guides. We're always trying our best to improve our tours, so we would greatly appreciate it if you could take a moment to complete a short survey about the tour before you head home. Is composed of only 10 questions about your satisfaction with the details of our service. Your answers will let us know your thoughts concerning the tour and help us determine how to continue making better the quality of the services we provide. Thank you for your cooperation.
6번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Welcome to the Life Safety Learning Center. Today, I'd like to talk about electricity. We use electricity every day at home, so using it safely is very important. Now, I'll introduce a few tips for using electricity safely. First, wipe your hands dry before using electronics to prevent electric shocks from moisture. Second, to avoid getting an electric shock from bare wires when pulling out a plug, hold the head of the plug, not the wires. Lastly, when repairing electronic equipment, be sure to turn off the power and wear rubber gloves. Follow these safety rules, and you can prevent dangerous electric shock accidents at home.